Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and I hope you're having a great, great, great Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. And keep in mind that we do broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, to a special group of people, the active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe, we thank you. And everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where they got snow in the mountains and it's moving to the east, and yep, we're going to get something coming across the central part of the country here this week, it's Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
Yay!
Yay!
It's 54 degrees tonight, Kyle. That's colder than what it was last night.
That's right.
And it's clear. We got clear skies. So we're going to, okay, bye, guys. Yep, they're going back in. I can see the steam coming out of their cups again. I don't know what they're drinking, but whatever it is, it's warm.
Yep, well, on a night like tonight, for sure.
Down here, 54 degrees, they got coats on, trust me. Because I got my coat on, and when I left my place, I had my heat on.
Oh, I'll bet, yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Where's Gavin?
That's a great question. A lot of people in California are asking that question, Captain. And, in fact, Gavin Newsom's wife put out a tweet about this, but then ended up deleting that tweet, where she basically said, you know, sometimes people just cancel stuff and, you know, there are some family issues or something like that. But then at the end of the tweet said that everybody should, quote, I have a quote right here, please stop hating and get a life, unquote. And so then that tweet got deleted. But, of course, Captain, in all seriousness, Gavin Newsom seems to have flown the coop here somewhere. He was supposed to go to Glasgow for the big climate change conference, but he got a booster shot 12 days ago for the coronavirus vaccine.
Yeah.
And now, poof, we don't know where he is.
I could assume something over the shot.
Yeah.
He might have got sick.
Well, it's very possible. A lot of people have had some kind of reaction to varying degrees. I was very fortunate. I didn't have really any reaction at all, but some people do. And it's temporary from what we've seen mostly. But here we go. You know, Captain, I can't imagine if any other governor of a state somehow just went into the ether for 12 days that somebody wouldn't ask that question, or somebody in the news media might.
Especially when you're out every day of the week doing something like Gavin was.
Well, exactly. Yeah, he loves to be out there talking about a lot of stuff. And so this is a very, very good question. Of course, we hope that he's okay. We don't want him to be sick. But I think a lot of people have a legitimate question. Where's the governor of California?
All right. Well, we've got Todd on the line here, so I'm going to bring him on and let him have his 60 seconds of fame. So get ready. Here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, and by the way, DeSantis, I want you suing these people that voted for this, okay, the $1.75 trillion, because we're not paying for it. I want Sekulow's law firm and Donald Trump, I want you to lead on here, and I want Mark Levin's law firm, Landmark, because we're going to pay for it. We, the people, are going to pay the firm to sue these clients, because we're not paying for this in Florida, no. Because, no, you're not wasting our money borrowing from China. See, when you do something that's unconstitutional, even though you're crooked in Washington, D.C., we, the people, have a right, because you work for us, to override your stupidity, okay? And we're not paying for it, okay, period. That's it. And we're suing you personally, and we're suing the United States government, because we're not paying for that crap, okay? Because you don't know what you're doing, and you've proved your incompetence over and over again. You should be fired for stupidity. If you were at any other corporation, they would have fired you, okay? In a football coach, they fire you. When you suck, they fire you. Okay, and by the way, just so it makes it, everybody know something, even though I am the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football, I don't gamble. I went to Vegas once and put $7,000 on the Patriots to win by seven, and they won by three, and I lost by $7,000. That cured me of gambling. So I'm not for gambling. But I'm going to say this. I know people that put, and it's not right what's happening. Back to politics. Donald, stand up. I want you to have a war room and announce every single race, from mayor to senator to house rep to whatever, because nobody in – I don't know how you can be at Jersey and vote for a Democrat. You're an idiot. Stand up for our cause.
All right, thank
stand up
you.
For our country and stand up for America. Let's go.
All right, thank you. He forgot one thing, Kyle.
What's that?
Florida is benefiting from some of the money. I didn't realize until yesterday for the deep water seaports for the container ships.
Really?
They're going to expand Port Canaveral and Port of Tampa. That's where part of the money is going to go, to put in some more berths and to make a big container ship port here, as well as over on the east coast of Florida, so the ships can come in this side of the country instead of going around the other side and be sitting over there off the coast. I did not know that until yesterday.
Oh, very interesting. And I saw those ships out on the coast today again, Captain, here in California.
Can you send them lunch?
Well, if I can paddle fast enough, maybe, yeah.
All right. Oh, boy. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, folks, I had a conversation yesterday with our friend over there, Dawn, at MyPillow.com up in Minnesota. And remember, the website is MyPillow.com. Now, we do something a little different here. I'm not going to sit here and tell you about this product you can save $30, that product you can save $40, or you can save $50 on this product. Go to the website, look and see what the prices are. You'll see what they are. You'll see what you're saving. And all you need to know is the promo code and the word captain. That's it. MyPillow.com, right there on the homepage. You'll see a bunch of stuff there. Then if you really want to get into the deep specials, you open up the link that's right there to the Radio Listener Specials page. That'll bring you 24 to 30 more items. Again, promo code is always Captain. Now, if you don't want to do something online because you're afraid of the internet thing and somebody might hack you, but by the way, there was a big hack yesterday with Twitter, you can call the number that I'm going to give you and order that way. 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Now, what that does is you can talk to a live person, ask them any questions you want. They'll tell you what's going on, just like I'm talking to you right now, and you'll be able to make your decisions that way. But if you're looking for Christmas gifts and you want to make sure you got them, this is the way to do it, because they got it. They got the product in store and on hand, and they'll be able to send it to you or send it to you when you want it. And by the way, there's a 60-day return policy on all of the products at MyPillow.com. So, MyPillow.com, promo code is always going to be Captain. The phone number, if you want to call into them, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code Captain. That'll save you a bunch of money. MyPillow.com. KyleWarren.com. And Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we heard yesterday, and I've got the press conference in front of me, or press release, rather, hundreds of thousands to go on four-day nationwide strike over vaccine mandates. Well, some people did. I'm not so sure it's strike that they were doing, but they were out where, in Los Angeles?
Well, we know earlier on Monday, I think there was about 1,000 city workers, I think near the federal building, I think,
right,
in Los Angeles, and of course they're protesting the city's mandate to be vaccinated by very, very soon, coming up in December, and so a lot of them are having to cope with the idea of, do they quit their job, do they get the vaccine, but again, Captain, I think what's happening is that the Biden administration, the city governments, you name it, they're not listening to the people. And again, we're not talking about being anti-vaccine. We're not talking about the vaccine in particular, but we're talking about the science behind all of this. And the governments, they're not doing the science either. They're not listening to the people, especially the first responders and maybe medical workers who've already had COVID. And when we live in a country where there's no discussion about the what does natural immunity mean versus the vaccine, then we're not really having any kind of real scientific conversation about anything.
Well, Buttigieg yesterday made a big, big mistake, and nobody caught him on it, and we're going to talk about it here in a minute when he had his press conference all excited about the Build Back Better plan and this and the other, which is where I found out about my seaport over here, Port Canaveral, getting a big extension for the container ships. I didn't even know about it. Nobody was talking about it, but boom, it showed up yesterday. So it's no wonder that we had a couple people here and there vote for different things. But this is supposed to be a four-day nationwide walkout by rank-and-file workers everywhere, from blue-collar to white-collar, black, white, yellow, red, pink, whatever faith, whatever creed. And they're all going to be out there all around the country in different places. But I don't think this is going to be as big as they think it's going to be, because yesterday was a telltale sign. When you can't get but 1,000 people, when they said hundreds of thousands of people starting out in L.A., then you got a big problem.
Well, that's right. And so, again, it's maybe not the numbers, but it really, I think, boils down to who is trying to make their voice heard on this, especially, Captain, when it comes to firefighters, first responders, police. Everyone, for as long as I can remember, we call 911. Something's wrong. You have an emergency. There's a tragedy. Something bad is happening. You call 911. And who comes running? Firefighters, first responders, and the police. But if we start cutting that back dramatically, and you call 911, and it's going to be a while before somebody can get there, that's not the way we should be in a first world country.
Now, Buttigieg yesterday made a serious mistake when he talked about the truck drivers, and nobody picked up on him. He made a comment similar to, it was like this, I'll paraphrase it. Well, I'm not worried about the truck drivers because they're all union and they've got great benefits. What a freaking moron. First of all, only about 20%, if that, of the truck drivers are union, because the majority of the truck drivers are non-union, number one. They work independently. The owner-operators are not members of the union. They work independently. And when Buttigieg made that comment, it showed me he had no freaking idea what he was talking about when it came to the truckers. Now, as it went on, he said, well, we're going to have training programs to train more drivers quicker because that'll be the way we can do it. Every major trucking company out there has a training program to train drivers. And based on whatever the DOT said the minimum is what they're doing. Now, in most cases, it's 30 days or 60 days or 90 days or could be 6 months, depending on the cargo that you're hauling and how extensive you got to be involved in the training and whatnot. I know that because at one time I was teaching drivers. I was actually teaching drivers how to do the job they needed to do. Now, the thing, and I did it at a local truck driving school. Now, the thing of it, after I got off the road, I might add, then I will say this, Buttigieg again. He just had no clue. He was making these comments without even knowing what the hell he was talking about.
A lot of times, Captain, I think this is a part and parcel of this administration where they say a bunch of stuff, trying to make it look as if they have some grasp, but we're not seeing the leadership. And I'm not just saying that because it's the Biden administration or something like that. But what we're seeing is a real lack of helping to steer the country through these multiple problems. And I don't accept the explanation, quote unquote, that it's just really a tough time to be president. That's not it at all. In fact, somebody, Captain, who's had some 47 years experience in government, and they can't hit the ground running and begin to solve our problems and to find a way to get the cargo moving and the trucks going and all the stuff. You got to be kidding me.
And he keeps talking about, well, we're going to have all these good union jobs, this, that, and the other. And he keeps referring to the truckers and the union, this, that, and the other. That's not the way it works, Pete. Or should I call him Butthead?
Right. Well. The president often says, well, this is going to result in great union jobs and so forth. I'm convinced, Captain, that I don't think he cares that there's...
The only union jobs are the ones that the stevedores have at the port, and they are the ones that control anything that goes on inside that port, period, goes through the stevedores. Believe it when I tell you.
Well, right. But when they say these kinds of phrases, we're supposed to believe that, oh, well, that's fine. The Democrats are in charge.
Yep.
Everything's going to be great. But they simply are creating an illusion.
Yep. And, of course, we're talking about the Longshoremen's Union, which is a great group of people because I was a union driver when I worked part-time before I got my trucks and my wife and this, that, and the other ran the business for me. I was a union driver. I did drive part-time on the New York Thruway. I hauled doubles for the old Boss Linco company. That's how I got started. Working part-time, and then that job led me into driving a Greyhound bus part-time and this, that, and the other. I drove anything I could drive to make a few extra dollars.
Wow. Yeah, well, that must have been fun driving a Greyhound bus, I'll tell you that.
It wasn't bad. That was at the time when they respected the bus driver, and if you told them, hey, cut it out, they knew they had to cut it out or you were going to let them out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I can imagine that. That's crazy.
Yeah, most of the people were really nice. Plus, we had the military bases up there. And the route that I was on went from Buffalo to Albany, back and forth. So it wasn't that bad. But anyway, there you go. But, again, for Buttigieg to make these comments, and people are calling him on it, I know the reporters don't know, but I know.
Well, right. I mean, you would expect that they might, but this is really just goes with the territory of this administration. They're not going to be fact-checked. They're not going to be really taken to task, generally speaking. And so they know they can get away with saying just about anything, mostly.
Yeah, and Eric in East Tennessee is chiming in. You'll have to go in the chat room to read it because I can't say what some of it is, but the supply chain and all that stuff, they're out of their league. They are totally out of their league because they haven't walked the walk. All they do is talk some kind of talk, and it's not the way it really is. Kyle, hold on. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A third polling organization now has confirmed that Joe Biden's approval rating has cratered. The newly released USA Today Suffolk poll said Biden's support is at a new low of 38%. It was only days earlier that a Zogby Analytics poll described him as sinking like the Titanic with an approval rating of 36%, and a Quinnipiac poll on the issue put him at 38%, then a few days later dropped that to 37%.
Former President Barack Obama went to the International Climate Conference in Glasgow on Monday because climate envoy John Kerry knew the Biden administration needed help convincing the world America was actually serious about combating climate change.
There is one thing that should transcend our day-to-day politics and normal geopolitics, and that is climate change.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The original Sarasota Patriots welcome Captain Matt Bruce live at 6:30 tonight. That's tonight in Sarasota at the Covenant Life Church, 8490 McIntosh Road. It all starts at 6:30. Be there.
Yep, I'll be in Sarasota tonight at the Covenant Church, as the voice said, and I'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30, speaking to the Sarasota Patriots group, a very good group of people. I've known that group for, oh gosh, must be 10 years anyway, maybe 15, and I'm looking forward to speaking in front of that group down there. Now I'm going to bring Kyle back into the mix. Okay, Kyle, you're there?
I'm here.
We've got another big rally to talk about, and this one's coming up on the 16th of November in Tallahassee on the steps of the state capitol. And it's going to be the Rally for Medical Freedom, supporting the special session on banning vaccine mandates here in the state of Florida. The governor has called for a special session to put through legislation to get rid of this nonsensical mandatory vaccine stuff the federal government's trying to ram down some people's throats here.
Yes, exactly right. And so, you know, this is, of course, going to get national attention. It's going to get some ridicule, we know that, from certain commentators and so forth. But Governor DeSantis has been doing, in many ways, obviously, what our own president is not doing, and other governors
leading.
Are doing, and that's leading, exactly right. That's exactly right. And the proof's in the pudding. It seems to me, Captain, I think there are some, not all, I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but some Democrat leaders, and some pretty important Democrat leaders, I think, they want this COVID thing to continue because they are now literally terrified that they, you know, the writing's on the wall, you know, basically that they're going to do very badly in the upcoming, you know, midterm elections, you know, if everything sort of stays the course here. So I think they want this thing to continue along so that they can use it, just the same way as Gavin Newsom did in California during the recall. The big thing that he said, it was, they wouldn't talk about the issues really, but it was, if you elect Larry Elder and you vote yes on the recall, or then Larry Elder gets elected, they were going to go off a COVID cliff. And so that's their playbook.
Yeah, and it's not working because the great state of California, your great state that everybody's been locked up in.
Right.
And New York, where people were locked up in and couldn't do this and couldn't do that.
Right.
While the state of Florida's cases are dropping into the no zone, they're going back up into the ozone.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. The proof is in the pudding. And just because, you know, DeSantis is a Republican governor or this or that, or that COVID, you know, came to be under the Trump administration.
Right.
You know, this is, it's all political. And people, they're done with that. They need to be able to do their jobs, live their lives, and stop being told what to do necessarily by government officials in this light, basically.
Now, when you were driving up the freeway looking at the ships that were sitting out there, did you happen to look up to see the big oversized airliners coming in, overseas airliners coming in? Because they opened up the border yesterday after some 18 months for the non-essential travelers to start traveling back into the U.S., provided they're vaccinated or have met certain requirements, and the flights started coming in again yesterday.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I wasn't near LAX, but definitely we know that this is happening. And I think even across the border, people can start to come over a little more freely now as well. But this is going to be a very big deal. We'll see how the quote numbers go and so forth. But generally speaking, yeah, I mean, people want to travel. They want to go places. You know, people still want to go to Europe, or they want to go, you know, for a job or for education or whatever it is. People are tired of being, you know, stuck. Basically. Mm-hmm.
Just when you thought he couldn't get any stranger, along comes Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. And listen to this. I think I got it here. It's coming now.
If you have a pulse and a marginal desire for a better life, you know that President Biden is in trouble, and therefore America is in trouble. Measured any way you want, the debacle in Afghanistan, which has emboldened Russia and China and Iran, the unbridled inflation, gas prices, open borders, crime, a Justice Department that thinks parents are dangerous domestic terrorists, a Treasury Department that wants access to the checking account of every American who has a job. No wonder the American people are so angry. It's no wonder that so many Americans think that this administration doesn't care about them or their lives or their future. Now, I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. But my advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Isn't that? Yeah, he should get the Academy Award for that.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, Captain, sometimes I wonder, I think people out there are wondering, too, does Biden really have any idea how bad it really is? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm simply saying he seems to be going along as though, hey, I'm the president and everybody loves me and everything's great. I mean, he's got to know. And if he does know, why isn't he doing something about all of
it? He blew it off yesterday when people brought up about his non-popularity, you know, about how he was suddenly not as popular as he was at one time. And he ignored the comment, ignored the question, pointed his finger at somebody and said some other dramatic thing and changed the subject and went to something else and then stormed out.
Well, I mean, all of these things, this kind of behavior is very concerning as well. Like the other day when he started yelling about the compensation, the question about the compensation for parents who allegedly got separated from their children and so forth. We know that in some cases they were, but in many cases they had no way of showing that these children they showed up with were actually related to them. So there was a lot of this is trying to protect kids who could have been brought into this.
Yeah, let me explain something to the audience, okay? Some of these people that were separated from the adult they came in with, they ran DNA checks, and guess what? It wasn't even close.
And so, but obviously for political gain, the president, President Biden, suddenly began shouting about people losing their child. Now, nobody wants anybody to lose their child under any circumstances, obviously, but he's used that. But also, okay. I think he went too far with his anger.
Okay, let me get over here real quick because I think we got Dan the Man on the line again, and we've only got about a minute. Okay, Dan the Man, I'm sorry we're short on time, but go for it.
Well, I don't think Biden even realizes it. He's a dramatic fellow. He thinks he can talk his way out of anything.
You mean he's a BSer?
He's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pathological liar. They can't see themselves a lot of times. So their track record's pretty good. I just wonder how long it's going to be before the Biden administration fires Durham. He can't go too much longer before he starts stepping on big toes.
It's my understanding they can't fire him till he's done.
Well, that's an agreement, but as Trump showed, you can fire anybody in the executive branch. And if it gets too close to him, because him and Barack Obama were briefed on this before they left office.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that the FBI and the CIA were working together, and they were weaponized on a political campaign against Trump. So he can fire him. There's no doubt about that. There's nobody above the president in the executive branch. So, I mean, if the president wanted to, even Trump theorized about firing Jerome Powell. He didn't like him. You can, but that would be risky. Upset international markets. But on a special prosecutor, easy. And that's kind of where I'm looking at now. How long is he going to let this go before it gets too close to the Oval Office, to the Clinton?
It's about to. It is about to. Mm-hmm.
It's gonna lay low for a while. It's gonna smolder, but I'm telling you now that sometime between now and the summer, something's gonna erupt like a volcano on Durham, and that's kind of where I see the next real big domestic crisis.
Well, that will only help. That will only help the Republicans.
Yeah, right now the Department of Justice, I wouldn't put anything past them. They're just a branch of the DNC.
That's right.
I hate to say that, but I think that's where it's at. I don't like Craig Ray at all. I trust him about as much as I trust Tony.
Okay, here comes the music, so I'm going to have to let you go, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay.
All right, thank you. That's Dan the Man, and he's up in Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks are coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, yeah, we got some weather news out there. We got a storm that's starting to develop, and we'll tell you where it's at and where it's going. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Cheese!
Rain Me. You remember that one, Kyle?
I sure do.
That is from the Vietnam era, and that was a protest song at the time. Nobody knew it because it had a beat, and everybody liked dancing to it.
Well, yes.
And if you listen to the words, right?
Well, exactly right, but very powerful song and a lot of energy and you know, it just really has a great sound to it.
Yeah, and a lot of people danced to that, so they didn't even know what the heck they were dancing to, because nobody paid attention to the words. They really didn't. And by the way, the way he was singing it, you couldn't quite understand it. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, is brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J's near you. They're the largest truck stop chain. Pull on in there. We'll tell you all about them here after we get done telling you about the weather. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we've got a lot of weather going on out west right now. We have different winter weather advisories and storm warnings to tell you about, but suffice it to say, if you're in Seattle or Portland, if you're where Richard the Marine is along the central coast of Oregon, it is raining. In fact, Richard the Marine chimed in earlier. It was 56 degrees and still storming and winds going at about 15 miles an hour right now. But this is going to be the story as you go down through central Washington, also through central Oregon as well. We do have high wind warnings. We're also looking at the rain map right now. So again, Portland, Seattle, Eugene, Medford, down through Eureka, Redding, Sacramento leading rain, Reno, looks like they've got maybe light rain right now, San Francisco, all the way down through Fresno, so this is coming down California 99, and certainly Interstate 5, you're going to be finding rain all the way down to about Bakersfield, Southern California, not so much in the Orange County or Riverside County areas right now that we can tell, but the cloud cover from the satellite photos, Captain, shows these storms are going to be moving east, and so that's, you definitely want to be careful.
I need to interject right now that you guys going over Snoqualmie, you got a winter storm warning. You know what that means in Snoqualmie? You better have the chains ready.
Well, that's exactly right. You have to be hanging iron, I believe.
Yep, that's what's going to happen, I do believe.
Exactly right. So, and for snow, of course, higher elevations. In some cases, we have light mixes of snow and rain. Yosemite Village, though, of course, one of my favorite places in the world right now.
Yosemite.
That's right. It's getting, the white stuff is falling there right now. It's 29 degrees as of right now. It may get a little bit warmer during the daytime, maybe up into the 40s or so, at least for Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we'll start to see some warming. Generally speaking, in Southern California, we'll start to see a warming trend. And they're predicting 90 as we get through the week, and then Santa Ana wind conditions. So if you're going to be in the high desert coming towards the end of this week, coming through Interstate 15 through Victorville, these areas down in Orange County and so forth, be careful because those winds are supposed to kick up.
And to my friends over there in Abilene, Texas, looks like you got some pretty good weather there today. So keep up the good work. I don't think you'll have anything to worry about there. But I'm going to go. I got to go all the way east of the Mississippi River to find anything to even talk about. Well, there is some cold temperatures right now up in the north, up above I-90, and, of course, going up into Wisconsin, the upper part of Minnesota and Michigan and New York and all of New England, as well as Pennsylvania coming across us. Let's just do it this way. I-94, I-90, I-80, I-70, I-64, I-40, east of the river, you're going to have some pretty chilly temperatures right now. So that's just winter settling in. There is still some wind along the east coast of Georgia and Florida, where we do have some winds gusting to 25, 35 miles an hour over there, creating some riptides as well as some really rough and big waves. Now, the big system that was up off the east coast is moving out to sea right now, but there might be some residual effects happening with that. Okay, now let's go back to what we were talking about. The conditions are good this week for a storm, probably a snowstorm, to set up in the middle part of the United States coming out of either Wyoming or Colorado and moving to the east. Now, we won't know much about this until tomorrow when we look and see what else is going on with the weather patterns that are there. But they're alerting us right now on the, what I've got here, the highway watch system that I'm looking at. They're alerting us to the fact that we could have some problems along I-80, I-70, possibly I-90. So be advised that if you're traveling those routes for the next couple of days, especially if you're going from the East Coast towards Denver or whatnot, you might be in it. So make sure that you're right with the fuel, with the clothes you need to have. Don't just grab a light coat and say, oh, yeah, man, the weather's going to be great. No. Not this time of the year.
Well, that's exactly right, yes.
All right, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, well, you're traveling along the highways and byways, especially out there where it is storming or the storms are moving. You want to make sure you know where these are so you can find safe harbor and also be able to get what you need at very, very short order. So go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations selector there. You can find the location nearest you. And when you go to the Pilot or Flying J, if you haven't done so yet, join the Drivers Club, please, because you're going to be able to earn points on the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, and the supplies that you buy, and then you're going to be able to track it by simply downloading the My Rewards Plus app, and you'll be able to get great offers and track your points that way. They have something literally for everybody, and you can use these points to buy anything, essentially anything except fuel when you go back to Pilot and J. And also, if you're looking for great Christmas ideas, don't forget about the gift cards at Pilot and Flying J. Give your road warrior something they're really going to like. They can spend it as they would at Pilot and Flying J.
You betcha. And, folks, this is where I'm going to be today.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area, join the Captain's Army every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue. With spirited conversation, always American, always conservative, God bless America.
Oh, boy. That's Jeff from Sarasota, and I think he was doing that on his telephone.
Yeah, well, but he did a great job.
Yeah, it's true. That's what we do. We invite everybody to come there. By the way, you guys that are bobtailing around, bring your tractor on in there. They got a parking. Actually, they got a warehouse right beside us where a lot of guys go in there with their trailers to unload and whatnot. And they don't mind parking some bobtails up that end of the lot. They've got room enough for it, so stop by and join us if you want. And, of course, we'll always have a bunch of veterans there and first responders and working people, blue-collar people, the best people in America will be there.
That's exactly right.
You yep. Betcha. All right, well, Kyle, hold that thought. And, folks, we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, right around the corners here. And I'm going to have Kathy take us to break. She's going to give us the phone number, so then everybody will have the number if you'd like to call us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.